Broadcasting from Baltimore, this is your NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR. I'm Nathan Sterner. President-elect Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties. And it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved Question 1 on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did Maryland majority county official indicate return. Trump took eight the jurisdiction every jury Baltimore City, but Baltimore and City or Char Baltimore Howard Miles High Prince Montgomery San Ann George's counties Arundel close in it, and it was close with only an Arundel 0.6% votes percent of the Republican separate Trump and Clinton drive Democratic Clinton Hillary. But then Maryland the parts of for Clinton did go pot and are the most so populous ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% vote percent of the had a little Trump than 30 less percent 5 the U.S. seat bar West Senate Muskie is over McCall 1987 will 97 held by Denali held Chris Van Democrat who beat Holland Kathy Delega with about Shalega percent 60% of the vote. New face there will be two Maryland's deaths in Maryland to the delegation presented also of reps year. That is next Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown and won the Raskin the fourth races for and the district's eighth respective seats for obviously income states congressmen print come there are even one bids election. Those results and then Maryland's results mean national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men time in first tides decade and has had a Maryland one will at least states woman in this delegate rational since 1971. Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 in Moore's fair Pugh with mayor or rank won the mayor support race with a 7-50 Baltimore percent of or voters Maryland voter and Mayor Welming Lers over question approved on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to seizure the placing or for a control the state attorney general or state they leave general if before the office return the end of their under the term the governor new rule after name or Heisman from a replacable part the political won the party that won the previous office and be a select such a should the occur vacancy Nathan Stern. I'm Nathan Turner listening to your listen radio public radio. Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved Question 1 on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did Maryland majority county official on his indicate return Trump took eight the jurisdiction every jury Baltimore sin but Baltimore and City, Orchard, Baltimore, Howard, Miles, High Prince, Montgomery, San Ana, Georgia counties, Arundel, close in, and it was close with only an Arundel tenths of a sixth of votes percent of the Republican separate Trump and Clintonic rival Democratic Clinton or Hillary. But then Maryland, the parts of for Clinton did go spot and are the most so populous, ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% about vote percent of the had a little Trump than 30 less percent 5. The U.S. seat bar West Senate Muskie is Robert McCall 1980 Elton Will 97 held by Dan Albee Chris Van McCrack who beat Holland at Kathy Delga with about Shalega 80% about 60% of the vote. New face there will be two Maryland's Dusses in Maryland to the allegation presented also reps here that is next Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown and won the Raskin the fourth races for and the district's eighth respective seats for all this income states congressman print come there even one bids the election those results and then Maryland's results mean national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men time in first tides decade and has had a Maryland one will at least states woman in this delegate congressional nineteen seventy one seven. Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 in Moore's Fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support race with a 7-50 Baltimore senators or voters Maryland voter and Mayor Wellmingler's over question the approval on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to Shin see church the placing her for a control state attorney general state they leave general if before the office return the end of their under the norm was the governor rule after name for Heisman from a replatical part the political won the party that won the previous office and be a select such a should the occur vacancy Ethan Stern I'm Nathan Turner thanks to your listen radio public radio Like Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved question one on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did Maryland majority county official return. Trump took eight the tristics every year Baltimore City, but Baltimore and City or Char Baltimore Howard Miles High Prince Montgomery San Ana Georgia's counties Arundel close in it, and it was close with only an Arundel tenths of a sixth of votes percent of the Republican separate Trump and Clintonic rival Democratic Clinton or Hillary. But then Maryland the parts of for Clinton did go spot and are the most so populous ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% about vote percent of the had a little Trump than 30 less percent 5. The U.S. seat bar West Senate is Robert McCall 1988 Elton Will 97 held by Dan Albee held Chris Van McCrack who beat Holland at Kathy Delga with about Shalega 80% about 60% of the vote. New face there will be two Maryland's Dusses in Maryland to the allegation presented also reps here that is next Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown and won the Raskin the fourth races for and the district's eighth respective seats for obviously income states congressman print come there are even one bids the election those results and then Maryland's results mean national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men time in first tides decade and has had a Maryland one will at least states woman in this delegate congressional since 1971 Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 in Moore's Fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support race with a 7-50 Baltimore senators or voters Maryland voter and Mayor Wellmingler's over question they approved on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to Shin see church the placing her for a control state attorney general state they leave general if before the office return the end of their under the norm was the governor rule after name for Heisman from a replatical part the political won the party that won the previous office and be a select such a should the occur vacancy Ethan Stern I'm Nathan Turner listening to your listen radio public radio Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved question one on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did have Maryland majority county. Official on indicate return. Trump took 8th at Tristich, every jury, Baltimore City, but and City, or Charles, Baltimore, Howard, Miles, Harry, Prince, Montgomery, Santa Ana, Georgia's counties, Anne Arundel, close, and it was close with only Anne Arundel. 10th of 6th votes, percent of the Republican separate Trump and Republican Trinity drive Democrat Clinton Hillary. But then, Maryland, the parts of for Clinton did go spot and are the most so populous, ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% of about vote. Percent of them had a little Trump than 30 less percent. 5. The U.S. seat bar West Senate, Muskie is Barbara McCall, 1988 held since Will 97, held by Donald B. Held, Chris Van Democrat, who beat Holland, Kathy Delega with about Shalega, 80% about 60% of the vote. New face, there will be two Maryland's deaths in Maryland to the House delegation presented House of Reps here. Debs next Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown and won the Raskin of the 4th races for and the district's 8th respective seats for obviously income states congressmen print come there are even won bids the election. Those results and then Maryland's results mean national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men. I'm in first tides decade and has had a Maryland one at least states woman in this delegate congressional since 1971. Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50th more's fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support with a 7-50 Baltimore senators or voters. Maryland voters and overwhelmingly over with question approved on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to see church the placing her for a control the state attorney general or state they leave general if before the office or term the end of their under the rules the governor rule have to name governor Weissman from a replacable part the political one the party that won the previous office in action be a select such a should the occur vacancy Ethan Stern I'm Nathan Turner listening to your listen radio public radio Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the vote separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved question one on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did have Maryland majority county. Official on indicate return Trump took 8th at Tristich, every jury Baltimore City, but and City, or Charles, Baltimore, Howard, Miles, Harry, Prince, Montgomery, San Ann, George's counties, Arundel, Close, and it was close with only an Arundel tenths of a sixth votes percent of the Republican separate Trump and Clinton rival Democratic Clinton or Hillary. But then, Maryland, the parts of it for Clinton did go spot and are the most scrupulous, ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% about vote percent of the had a little Trump than 30 less percent. 5. The U.S. Seed bar West Senate Muskie is Barbara McCall, 1980 Elton, and Will 97 held by Dan Albee, Chris Van Democrat, who beat Holland, Kathy Delga with about Shalega percent of 60 of the vote. New face, there will be two Maryland's deaths in Maryland to the allegation presented also reps here, dead of snakes, Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown, and won the Raskin of the fourth races for and the district's eighth respective seats for obviously income states congressman print come there are even one bids the election. Those results and then Maryland's ultimate national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men time in first tides decade and has had Maryland one will at least states woman in this delegate rational since 1971. Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 Moore's fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support with a 7-50 Baltimore senators or voters Maryland voter and overwhelming leaders over with question they approved on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to see church the placing her for a control state attorney general or state they leave general if before the office return the end of their under the rules the governor new rule after name will Heisman from a replacement part of the political one the party that in the previous office action be a select such a should the occur vacancy Nathan Stern I'm Nathan Turner to your listen radio public radio Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved question one on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did Maryland majority county official indicate return Trump took eight the jurisdiction every Baltimore City but and City or Charles Baltimore Howard Miles Harry Prince Montgomery San Ann George's counties Arundel close and it was close with only an Arundel tenths of a sixth votes percent of the Republican separate Trump and Clinton rival Democratic Clinton or Hillary but then Maryland the parts of it for Clinton did go spot and are the most scrupulous ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% of about vote percent of the had a little Trump than 30 less percent 5 the U.S. Seed bar West Senate Muskie is Barbara McCall 1980 Elton and Will 97 held by Dan Albee Chris Van Democrat who beat Holland Kathy Delga with about Shalega percent of 60 of the vote new face there will be two Maryland's deaths in Maryland to the allegation presented also reps here dead of snakes Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown and won the Raskin of the fourth races for and the district's eighth respective seats for obviously income states congressman print come there are even one bids the election those results and then Maryland's ultimate national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men time in first tides decade and has had Maryland one will at least states woman in this delegate rational 1971. Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 in Moore's fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support with a 7-50 Baltimore senators or voters. Maryland voter and overwhelming leaders over with question they approved on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to see church the placing her for a control state attorney general or state they leave general if before the office return the end of their under the rules the governor new rule after name governor will Heisman from a replacement part of the political one the party that in the previous office action be a select such a should the occur vacancy. Nathan Stern, I'm Nathan Turner, listening to your listen radio, public radio. Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved Question 1 on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did Maryland majority county official runs indicate return. Trump took 8th districts, every jury Baltimore City, but Baltimore and City or Char Baltimore Howard Miles High Prince Montgomery San Ann Georgia counties Arundel close in, and it was close with only an Arundel 1/10 of 6th votes percent of the Republican separate Trump and Republican Democratic rival Democratic Clinton or Hillary. But then Maryland, the parts of for Clinton did go pot and are the most so populous ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% about vote percent of the had a little Trump than 30% less percent 5. The U.S. seat Barbara Senate is Barbara McCall 1988 Allison will 97 held by Dan Albie Chris Van Democrat who beat Holland at Kathy Delega with about Shalega percent about 60% of the vote. New face, there will be two Maryland's Dutchess and Maryland to the delegation presented House of Reps year. Dutchess next Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown and won the Raskin the 4th races for and the district's 8th respective seats for all this income states congressmen print come there and won bids election. Those results and then Maryland's results mean national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men time in first tides decade and has had Maryland one will at least states woman in this delegate congressional 1971-7. Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 in Moore's fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support race with a 7/50 Baltimore senators or voters. Maryland voter and overwhelmingly over with question approved on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to seizure the placing or for a control state attorney general or state they leave general if before the office return the end of their under the norm rules the governor new rule after name or Heisman from a replacable part the political won the party that won the previous office election be a select such a should the occur vacancy. Nathan Stern, I'm Nathan and Turner, listening to your listen radio, public radio. Like Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved Question 1 on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did Maryland majority county official runs indicate return. Trump took 8th districts, every jury Baltimore City, but Baltimore and City or Char Baltimore Howard Miles High Prince Montgomery San Ann Georgia counties Arundel close in it, and it was close with only an Arundel 1/10 of 6th votes percent of the Republican separate Trump and Republican Democratic rival Democratic Clinton or Hillary. But then Maryland, the parts of for Clinton did go pot and are the most so populous ended up Clinton and state with winning the 60% of the about vote percent of the had a little Trump than 30 less percent 5. The U.S. Seat by West Senate Polsky is Barbara McCall, 1980 Elton, and Will 97, held by Dan Albie Howe, Chris Van McCracken, who beat Holland, Kathy Delga with about 80% of 60% of the vote. New face, there will be two Maryland's Dusses in Maryland to the allegation presented also of Reps here, Dennis next, Anthony Democrats, and Jamie Brown, and won the Raskin, the fourth races for and the district's eighth respective seats, respectively. Income states, Congressman Brent Connery, and won bids the election. Those results, and then Maryland's results mean national delegates' congressional consistation will be of only for the men. I'm in first tides, decade, and has had Maryland one at least states woman in this delegate congressional nineteen seventy one seven. Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 in Moore's Fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support race with a 7-50 Baltimore senators or voter Maryland voter and Mayor Welmingler's over with question they approved on the bin one which amend ballot constitutes the state to change to Shin Sea Church the placing her for a control state attorney general state they leave general if before the office return the end of their under the norm rules the governor rule after name governor will have from a replatical part the political won the party that won the previous office and be a select such a should the occur vacancy Ethan Stern I'm Nathan Turner thing to your listen radio public radio Like Donald Trump may not have won Maryland, but he did win the majority of Maryland's counties. Unofficial returns indicate that Trump took every jurisdiction but Baltimore City and Baltimore, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel counties, and it was close in Anne Arundel, with only 0.6% of the votes separating the Republican Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. But the parts of Maryland that did go for Clinton are the most populous, so Clinton ended up winning the state with about 60% of the vote. Trump had a little less than 35%. The U.S. Senate seat Barbara Mikulski has held since 1987 will now be held by Democrat Chris Van Hollen, who beat Delegate Kathy Shalega with about 60% of the vote. There will be two new faces in Maryland's delegation to the House of Representatives next year. Democrats Anthony Brown and Jamie Raskin won the races for the 4th District and the 8th District seats, respectively. All the state's incumbent congressmen won their re-election bids. And those results mean Maryland's congressional delegation will consist only of men for the first time in decades. Maryland has had at least one woman in the state's congressional delegation since 1971. Democrat Catherine Pugh will be Baltimore's 50th mayor. Pugh won the mayoral race with the support of 57% of Baltimore voters. And Maryland voters overwhelmingly approved question one on the ballot, which amends the state constitution to change the procedure for replacing a state comptroller or state attorney general if they leave office before the end of their term. Under the new rules, the governor will have to name a replacement from the political party that won the office in the previous election, should such a vacancy occur. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Your Public Radio. Donald Trump may not have Trump Maryland won win the mid, but he did Maryland majority county official indicate return Trump took eight the tristics every year Baltimore City but Baltimore and City or Charles Baltimore Howard Miles Harry Prince Montgomery San Ana George's counties Arundel close in it and it was close with only an Arundel 0.6% of the Republican separate Trump and Republican Democratic rival Democratic Clinton or Hillary but then Maryland the parts of for Clinton did go spot and are the most so populous ended up Clinton and state winning the 60% about vote percent of them had a little Trump than third less percent 5 the event seat bar West Senate is Barbara McCall 1980 Elton and Will 97 held by Dan Albie Howe Chris Van McCrack who beat Holland Kathy Delga with about 80% 60% of the vote new face there will be two Maryland's Dusses in Maryland to the allegation presented also of Reps here Dennis next Anthony Democrats and Jamie Brown and won the Raskin the fourth races for and the district's eighth respective seats respectively income states Congressman Brent Connery and won bids the election those results and then Maryland's results mean national delegates congressional consistation will be of only for the men I'm in first tides decade and has had Maryland one at least states woman in this delegate congressional Catherine Democrat Baltimore Pugh will be 50 in Moore's Fair Pugh with mayoral rank won the mayor support race with a 7-50